Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
My dear friends, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is Martin Horst speaking, your host, and I bring you the latest galactic news every week. And now we are truly living in exciting times, my friends. It's really exciting. So much going on. And according to Alex Collier, tomorrow will be the day that we'll be in fifth density. This is an amazing message. And Comet Eisen has been behaving very strange lately. Also on what we saw on the telescope, the huge object, whatever it is, Nibiru or a huge spaceship, that appeared just when Comet Eisen passed the sun. A huge object, amazing. This is amazing news. I'm very excited and very happy that you're listening, wherever you're listening from. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Good night. It's very good that you're here, and I just want to say one thing, which I found very important, is to have confidence that everything will be all right. Don't go into the fear mongering, because we are safe. And the Galactics are here to help us. All is good, all is in good hands now. It doesn't mean that we have to be passive, we have to be active to share the blogs, to share the information about ISIN and UFOs and galactic information. We have to keep up doing our work. But oh my god, oh my, we are in such amazing times. And I thought it would be a good idea to share this message from Alex Collier. It's audio only, but here it comes. It's an amazing message about today, actually tomorrow. In people that are listening from Australia, it will be tomorrow, today already tomorrow. But for Europe and US, this will be after one night sleeping. Here it comes.
According to the Andromedans, December 3rd, 2013 AD, we will be in fifth density. That's graduation day. That's where you get your cap and your gown and your diploma.
And we're physically going to be lighter? Is that it? Or?
Our physical bodies will turn into light.
It's not too far off.
Do you ever have an out-of-body experience? Or a dream state? A color dream when you know you're in the dream?
Yes.
And you have your physical body with you? That's what it's going to be like. Wow. You'll be able to go anywhere you want just by thought.
Teleport.
Yeah. You will know everything about everybody else. You'll be able to walk up, shake this gentleman's hand, and the minute our hands touch, he will know everything about me. I will know everything about him. And he will know whether I'm a real person or not, or whether I'm full of baloney.
How do we assure ourselves that we can...
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, how do we assure ourselves that we can evolve? Is there certain guidelines we have to have?
It's a decision.
Yeah.
Do you love yourself? Do you love everything about yourself?
I'm trying to.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
That's the reason we're all still here. That's why we're all still here. Until we can honestly say with complete integrity, I truly love myself, then we're done. Then it's done. And that's a hell of a lesson. You know, that's a hell of a lesson. You know, because we have so many lifetime conditioning.
So that was just a wonderful brief message from Alex Collier. The Andromedans are saying that tomorrow will be our graduation day. We'll be in fifth density. And I also have prepared something here from Bashar for you. Just gonna find it quickly. It's about Comet Ison. It's gonna be the Christmas comet. And this is a short piece of audio here that I wanna share with you. Prepare yourself, my friends, this is amazing.
Find in the upcoming 2013 that there will be many events, global events, of various natures that will give you the opportunity to decide how to define these things and what meaning you shall put into them. These will be global collective consciousness challenges that many of you will have the opportunity to face and redefine for yourselves in order to understand truly how to shift globally to different parallel Earths and get more and more of the reflection of the kind of parallel reality you prefer by giving more and more opportunity to assign positive meaning to many of the things that will occur. One of the upcoming events that shall begin to truly become predominant in your society, one orbit from now, at this time again in 2013, will be something that many of your astronomers and scientists have now begun to talk about, and that you have now labeled the Christmas Comet. For you shall have an opportunity for two possible realities with regard to the idea of a comet that is now approaching your world and shall round the sun, and shall have the opportunity to go in two different directions. Direction number one shall be that the comet will simply pass so close to your star that it will simply be absorbed by the star. This, by itself, shall have the opportunity to be given many different kinds of meanings, and we will discuss the depth of these ideas at another time as the comet approaches your world. The other option, the other parallel path available to you in the experience of the Christmas comet shall be that if it does not get absorbed by your star, it shall round your star so closely and pass by your planet closely enough that it shall be the brightest comet in your recorded history. You will be able to see and experience this with great wonder and great joy and take it as a reflection from the cosmos in a variety of ways. Again, giving yourself an opportunity to experience this particular reflection in the heavens in a variety of ways and an opportunity to...
I'm sorry for the interruption here. stopped working here, the YouTube. But anyway, what Bashar is saying is that Comet Eisen will be the Christmas comet, and he was speaking about two options. It will fly into the sun, which it didn't, and the second option was that it was going past the sun and coming towards the Earth, and this is what's happening. And there are many predictions out about Comet Eisen that say that it's a spaceship, a biosphere. I believe it's something intelligent, not just a normal comet, because it's not behaving as a normal comet. It has radical behavior, intelligent behavior. So, my friends, I'm so excited about what's going to happen this month. And a dear friend of mine, Nona Kerr, told me that she said that soon things will happen. Well, we heard the word soon in many channelings already. But I have the feeling, you know, I'm all excited. The last few days, weeks, I feel an energy building up that's going through, actually, it's going to explode. It's going to be the day that we have all been waiting for, that this new reality is here. And yesterday, I posted a message on Facebook. If we want the galactics to land, to show up, go in YouTube and after the show and look for, do you want that we show up? Yes, and then you can answer this in your mind strongly. I gave a very clear yes with all my intention, with all my love. I said, yes, you're welcome to land, you're welcome to come. So, my friends, we are living in very, 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 very exciting times. And I feel the energy building up, as I said, it's going haywire, you know, so strong, the energies. And I feel so much love, actually, for the Galactics and for the people from the Galactic Free Press and other very good websites, the Godlike Productions and everything. You know, we are in very interesting times with Comet Eisen and... The large object that appeared around the sun. This is huge breaking news, my friend. You can find the message on IndianInTheMachine.com. Indian in the Machine is a very good website for news also, if you want to stay tuned to the latest developments. And I have written an email to Alex Collier if he wants to be on the show, so I'm awaiting an answer. That will be great to have Alex Collier on the show. And I'm also waiting for an answer from Edgard Mitchell. And if you want to know the times and dates for the shows, go to intergalacticradiostation.com, where you can find the broadcasting schedule. Because I'm transmitting on Finding Voices Radio on Monday and Sunday, and on bbsradio.com on Thursdays. So I feel so much love and so excited about everything that's happening now. And I want to play a little piece of music. That I love. It's from Enigma, and it's called La Puerta del Cielo, which is the Heaven's Gate, actually, and it's just a piece of beautiful music. So after the music, I will be back with more news, my friends. Stay tuned.
Allà baix dins els canals, en el peu de la muntanya, pareix que sent picarols, suau si es mou sa manada. Dins es cantar de riquets i es mussol crida sa calma i aquell olor que em pareix s'espaia humilada.
Wow, beautiful music. Well, it's amazing how much energy and the directional flow of energy can change while we were out and about for a while. The Westfield is where the game is being played now. I'm reading a message from the Galactic Free Press. It seems the entirety of this year, 2013, has been spent in an energetic harvest. When we complete any cycles, large or mini, an energy of completion is released and stored in the West, in my readings, which also houses the store of house or silo. Well, October and November must have been a sort of mixing time, a time where all of your individual stored energy starts to mix itself up within itself, governed by your own actions, thoughts and deeds during these two very crucial months. Now we have a brand new energy that is in each of us. Now sprinkle into the mix of our own personal energy, the evolving collective, we have some serious change underway within us and around us. You know, this vibration, this frequency at the densest level of Earth is now much higher than it has ever been before in this phase of Earth's history. So, my friends, it's truly amazing what's happening, and you can find this message on the Galactic Free Press from Lisa Goles. She has very, very, very good posts, and there are many, many, many people that are doing very great work on the internet. Even if you're not a channeler yourself, if you're spreading the messages, not only about channeling, but UFO witnesses from the ESETI organization, from Stephen Greer, the testimonies, share them, share UFO sightings, share the news, so that everybody wakes up and everybody gets to know the truth about that we are not alone in this universe. We are one big family of cosmic light, and very soon we'll be able to meet our star brothers and star sisters. And this is a time I'm very much looking forward to, my friends, so much. It's going to be so amazing. And if you just tuned in, welcome to the show. This is Martin Horst speaking on AT First Contact Radio. And we have an huge breaking news show today about the object that appeared next to the sun on December 28th when Comet Eisen was passing our sun. So it's really amazing, and I'm sure the media will not be able to cover it up much longer. And as Bashar said, the comet will pass the Earth and give a Christmas light show, fireworks that we have never seen before. And I believe it's an intelligent spacecraft that is bringing actually the wake-up call for humanity, for this planet. And it's a comet that is raising our consciousness and the energies. It's not only a messenger, it's also a facilitator of a consciousness, a new consciousness, a higher vibration. It's also bringing an amazing energy to the Earth. Very exciting, my friends, I am. And I'm sure you all are as well. So it's amazing. I'm so happy. And there's a message on the chat. There's a YouTube video here about NASA knows about the Ison spacecraft. And let's see what this gentleman has to tell us.
Okay. Now, this video is about Comet Ison, and I've made some very eye-opening revelations, and let me just get right to it. First, let me go back to a video that I made about a week ago in order to set the data points so you can understand where I'm going with this.
Two. Three. Now, this is what you get. What you get is a symmetrical object that clearly is not a natural object. And this is what's causing all the buzz. Now, let me tell you what I've done.
So let me tell you what's going on here. This is the image of Comet Ison from the Hubble telescope once you press the darker button. And when you press the lighter button, or the image that they put out originally looked like a comet, looked like that. But clearly, when you press the darker button, it doesn't look like a comet anymore. It looks like a spacecraft, okay? Now let's go to my discovery here, if I can pull it up. Okay, now this is from a movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still. Now watch this clip. It's Comet Ison.
Object 07/493 was first spotted just beyond Jupiter's orbit.
There's Comet Ison.
It was notable for the fact that it was not moving in an asteroidal ellipse, but rather it had a hyperbolic orbit and was shooting through.
Comet Ison also has a hyperbolic orbit.
Sources. The object is moving at speeds of up to 3 × 10⁷ meters per second.
Perhaps somebody can tell us what that means in terms of in relationship to Comet Ison's speed.
First, it was projected to pass millions of miles outside of Earth's orbit. However, we soon discovered that the object was not following a gravitationally free fall trajectory. As such, its path was recalculated.
Okay. Now, it is being reported, and I have not been able to determine whether it's a hoax or not because I do not read Russian. But it's been reported all over the internet that the Russian Space Authority has announced that Comet Ison has made unexpected gravitational or trajectory alignments to align itself with the Mars-Moon Phobos. Now, I understand that Ison is over Mars now, and it's probably not going to hit Phobos, but I don't know. Okay.
Was it this time? Crisis response team was activated, and everything you see around you is set in motion.
Okay. Impact location is Manhattan. I'm going to get to the importance of that in a minute.
Can we launch a missile to intercept it? The military is attempting to do just that. In fact, they may launch several. But given the speed at which this object is moving, our chances of success are slim at best.
Why don't they evacuate the area?
We simply do not have enough time. The affected area contains some 8 million inhabitants. The best we can do is to plan for the aftermath.
How long do we have?
Okay, my friends.
78 minutes.
So this video goes on and on, but it's interesting because this guy has analyzed all the images and data, and he is confirming that the Russian Space Agency said that it's the behavior of Comet Ison, the gravitational behavior is erratic. It's not a natural comet. So that's another piece of information that I wanted to share with you. So I'm so excited, my friends. This is really an amazing time to be alive. So exciting. And I've prepared a piece of music that I want to share with you. It's a beautiful piece of music. Sorry, my microphone is behaving a bit strange here. There's a piece of music that I want to share with you. It's from a lady called Chloe Goodchild. And because we are in celebration mode, because we all know that it is so close, disclosure is very close. Just an opportunity to be in celebration mode. The victory of the light is here, my friends. This is so clear now. It's from an album called Fierce Wisdom. Celebration, it's a takeout from a Holy Smoke film soundtrack. Here it comes, my friend, and do celebrate.
Maya, 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 Ma
Yes, my friends, time for celebration, time to celebrate the victory of the light. Because it's very near, and actually the iron portal activation was a moment that something shifted in the energies, in the etheric plane, that made it possible for the light to take the initiation, for the light to take action. Because before that, the light was responding to initiations from the darkness, and now the light is initiating, the light is taking action, the light is taking over. This is very promising, and I'm very excited to bring you the latest galactic news. And well, just, you know, just anticipate for amazing things that can happen this month. Only Comet Eisen and the object that appeared around the sun. And there was a new message from Hutton with Mark Gamma talking with Hutton on a gloomy day in December. I'm just gonna try to find it. If I can, just hold on a sec here, I'll try to read it for you. Mark Gamma is a very good messenger from Germany. Let's see if it's available. No, I don't see it here. Anyway, you can await more messages that will be very uplifting to read in the coming days and weeks, and the excitement is really building right now. And Lovely is telling on the chat here on the radio station that she says that it sounds very nice that the light is taking over, and it's about time. And yes, indeed, it's about time. It's very much about time. But what Alex Collier said is really stunning. He said it in 1996. He predicted that December 3rd, 2013, tomorrow, will be the day that will be in fifth density. So let's see what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm all excited about it and prepared for the biggest change in our lifetimes, and actually in the recent history of the planet. This is going to be so amazing. And love will always heal your heart. That's the message. You know, love is... If you love yourself and love your neighbors, love everybody... Sometimes it's difficult to forgive, but love starts with forgiveness and truth. There are two aspects of love that are unconditional and undoubtedly important, which are forgiveness and truth. Real love is truth, you know. And there was a message about light and love, and pure light and pure love are in your core, in your heart chakra. Oh yeah, there's a song from Usher Quinn that is really amazing, and it's about ascension. Actually, it's about becoming light, and at the end of the song he sings about becoming light. And Usher is really an amazing guy from England, which I went to two concerts of him, and it's on the album Oh Great Spirit, and the song is called Half Past Ten. He started writing the song at half past ten, and during the night he experienced a kind of ascension. And this is also produced in the song, in the words. Try to follow the lyrics, it's really beautiful. Here it comes.
Half past ten, don't know where the hour is, getting late. I'm waiting by heaven's gate, my holy vigil by heaven's gate. See you in my dreams. I've known you all along. I'm waiting for your light. I offer you my simple song. I offer you every song. Half past one, the moon on the mountain has come. Now others are here with me. There are many candles down in the valley. Many candles as far as the eye can see. I heard you call to me. I heard you call my name. Felt it in my heart. And others, they say the same. And they heard you call their name. Half past three, something is happening to me. Something's now gathering in my soul. Some greater power is taking hold. Some greater power is taking hold. Half past four, I've never felt this feeling before. This is not just a construct that I know. It's a seismic shift in my soul. Portal has appeared. Elijah in white light. I'm walking, now I'm running to him. Now angels are carrying me. Now I'm flying. I'm disappearing into light. Now I'm vanishing into light. Now I am light. Now I am thank you.
Yeah, this is beyond words. Now I am light, as he was singing. I am light. And you are the light of the world. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. There's a beautiful thing I want to share with you here from a lady on the chat. Lovely. Beautiful name for somebody to be on the station here. So shine within you so that it can envelop you. You are the light of the world. You are the only one that can shine your own inner light. You are the only one that can see through your own eyes. You are here now to shine that light. We all are here to shine that light. And you hold more light within you and radiate that light out. From your heart center, you move out your pain. Connect to Mother Gaia and to the stars, to the central galactic sun. You can heal your pain. Life is good and beautiful. It is. It really is. You are the only one that can share your positivity. Yes, my friends, it's very important to stay positive in these times. Ignore the mainstream media and spread the message of love and light and create your world to be the best it can be so that we can prosper all together. Shine your light. Let your light shine. We are victorious. The victory of the light is here. You are light, so bright like the sun. All our love can transform the world. Only love can do that. Shine within you so that it can shine on someone else. Let's do that. Let's do that now. You are one with the source of creation. We all are. There's no separation. Therefore, you are a creator. We all are creators. We create with thought, energy, feelings. Everything that we do is creating something in the universe. Source is unlimited. And the journey back to Source with the ascension process will bring us the most astounding worlds that we can see. Therefore, you are unlimited. We are unlimited. There's no end to life. There's no death. There's only a transition. Awaken from the things that scare you. Look in the mirror by shining a light on them. Inspirational ideas free you to live a great, big, unlimited life of love. Within you is the power to shine your light. Within all of us, no exception. And be whatever you desire. Claim your victory. Remember, the entrance door to the sanctuary is inside you. And that's a quote from Rumi. Be divine and shine your unique, bright light to the world. We can all do this, my friends. The divinity within me salutes and honors the divine in me. Beautiful. Oh, yes. I love you so much. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amazing times ahead of us. I'm sure about it, very sure. And we have been waiting for this moment, you know, all of us, that it would come to pass. And I can feel the energy building up. I'm sure everybody who's listening can feel building up the energies now. There's no stopping about it. There's no way that this ascension process and disclosure process can be stopped. The light forces are taking over now. We are victorious. Really, we are. World peace is possible, my friends. And I'm working with my friend Jeroen to create a stream on intergalacticradiostation.com so that I can bring 24/7 galactic news to the audience. And anybody who has or has had UFO experience, encounters with ETs, can contact me on my email address, mwartenhorst@zeelandnet.nl, zeelandnet.nl, for an interview request. You can also find me on Facebook, Maarten Horst, and write me there if you want to share your story with the world about your encounters with ET. It's a gloomy day in December, my friends, and it's beautiful. The victory of the light, the final touches as we prepare for the winter solstice. And I'm going with a group of friends to Glastonbury in England to see Cobra and see what we can do there to activate another portal in Chalice Well. And Chalice Well is a very sacred site, of course, if you know that, in Glastonbury. Avalon, the last resting place from our beloved master Merlin. And there's music for love, of course. And I want to share something with you. It's called Heal Your Heart. Because in these times it's very important to have healing, to heal your heart with these vibrations, with these frequencies. It's composed on 432 hertz. So you will feel the love coming in your heart. Heal Your Heart from Usher Quinn. Yeah. Endless love. Endless love vibrations, my friend. This was Usher Quinn with Heal Your Heart from the album Music for Love. And he is an amazing artist. He started in 1987 with Open Secret instrumental album. And as he evolved by making music and as a person, he's the first New Age musician who started to compose music and produce music with lyrics. With singing, so that's just to share with you for your information. It can really help you to heal your heart and to feel good, because I'm not buying the music from the mainstream media. I don't like it. It's too negative. Can't hear the mainstream news anymore, mainstream music. So that's why we have Finding Voices Radio with the latest galactic news. My show is called ET First Contact Radio, and today we have spoken about Alex Collier's prediction from 1996 that December 3rd, 2013, tomorrow, will be the day that we will have the full entrance of the fifth dimensions, that we, when we touch someone, we can read his thoughts, we can know who this person is, and it will be the implosion of the third dimension. So I think, I'm pretty sure that amazing things can come now out into the open about Comet Eisen, about the huge object that appeared next to the sun on November 28th. They can't hide it much longer, my friends. It's really going to happen now. This time it's going to happen. I'm sure about it. And as always, I love to do this show, and donations are welcome to my PayPal address, martinhorst@zeelandnet.nl, ZEELANDNET.NL, because it's an expensive hobby, and I have a very low income from the government, so I have to see that I maintain myself and I keep myself strong to do this work for you. And very soon I will have Alex Collier as a guest on the radio, and I'm also writing an email now to Bashar if he wants to be on the show, and Edgard Mischel will be on the show very soon. So stay tuned, and thank you for listening. It was an amazing time to be on air today, with everything that's unfolding. And Comet Ison will give us a light show, as Brashear predicted. It will be the Christmas comet of 2013. So we're gonna have a very amazing Christmas this year. We are all one, we are all connected. And Thursday, you can find me on BBS Radio at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time in the States. This will be 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for England, and 2200 hours in Central European Time for Paris, Brussels, Amsterdam. With that said, I'm very motivated to continue, and I'm sending you all my love for the coming days and weeks with the celebrations of the holiday. This is going to be a Christmas never to forget, my friends. I'm sure about it. And just remember, love is victorious, and love is the most important energy in the universe. We are made of love, my friends. We are. And that's a nice moment to play the outro music of my show, and wish you dearly that you are happy and that you are healed, and that you continue to concentrate on the victory of the light, and that you all may be happy as I am for the coming events that are going to take place on Mother Gaia. Love and light to everybody. Namaste.